Now we're ready to start.
Good evening, everyone. We're happy to welcome you to our weekly program, Celebrities. Today is a very special day, as we have a great opportunity to hear from a famous actor who performs in a lot of musicals and films. Lucas McLean, it is very good to see you today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, it is good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Was High School Musical your first big role?
I started acting when I was 12. The first thing I did was a musical called Secret Garden. When I got on stage, I saw the audience. I realized this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I ended up from then on doing everything I could to get there. I came to Los Angeles in 2003. I was extremely fortunate to start working very soon doing some national commercials to start out. And then my first film was Halloween Town High for the Disney Channel. I shot that in Salt Lake City as well as High School Musical, so I have a nice little family down there now. Obviously, High School Musical is the biggest thing.
And did you ever attend acting school?
No, I actually never even took a drama class in high school because I didn't want to. I was in all of the school musicals, but the choir was more my thing. It was a better department.
High School Musical has gotten so big, there is even going to be a Broadway show. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty crazy and weird. My drama teacher called my mom and told her that my high school is going to put on High School Musical this year, and when I talked to the directors at the two community theaters I went to, they were both doing it too.
What was a typical day like when you were working on High School Musical?
When we started, we were in rehearsal, so I would roll out of bed, stretch, and play with our director Kenny Ortega at the choreographers and just have fun all day working really hard. It was hot, we were in a school, in a gym, dancing all day long, but at the same time getting to know everybody, which was really nice. Once we started filming, I'd wake up and the driver would take me to the set and we would shoot. There was a lot of waiting around and we got to learn more about each other and have fun. And afterwards I would go back to the hotel and soak my whole body in the bath because I was so sore and then just chill for the rest of the night.
What's a typical day like when you're not working?
It's very weird because my life is either extremely busy or really not. So on the days when I don't have anything, I wake up late, check my email and listen to music all day long. If I'm not listening to music, I'm playing it, or maybe drawing or painting, stuff like that. Mainly hanging out at my apartment.
Does your family support your acting?
Yes, extremely. My mom is an entertainer at heart, even though she didn't go into it professionally. She's always been that kind of person. I've been very fortunate to have a whole city supporting me. Everybody was always there wanting to help. I actually had a benefit show for myself before moving out to Los Angeles. Everybody showed up and it was great.
What advice would you give to aspiring actors and actresses?
If you're young, start 5 minutes ago and do as much as you can to get yourself prepared. Take an acting class or a dance class. Get involved and experience life. Travel. Do different things and try different hobbies. As an actor, you'll have so many things as possibilities to do as a job. I'm glad though that my first job was at a restaurant, so every time I go to one, I know how to treat the server and respect everyone who works there because I know that what it's like. Things like that are what make you a better person. So I'm glad that I got to work at that kind of job for a long time. It builds character. You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again.
Good evening, everyone. We're happy to welcome you to our weekly program, Celebrities. Today is a very special day, as we have a great opportunity to hear from a famous actor who performs in a lot of musicals and films. Lucas McLean, it is very good to see you today. Thank you so much for coming.
Hello, it is good to be here. Thank you for inviting me.
Was High School Musical your first big role?
I started acting when I was 12. The first thing I did was a musical called Secret Garden. When I got on stage, I saw the audience. I realized this was what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. So I ended up from then on doing everything I could to get there. I came to Los Angeles in 2003. I was extremely fortunate to start working very soon doing some national commercials to start out. And then my first film was Halloween Town High for the Disney Channel. I shot that in Salt Lake City, as well as High School Musical, so I have a nice little family down there now. Obviously, High School Musical is the biggest thing.
And did you ever attend acting school?
No, I actually never even took a drama class in high school because I didn't want to. I was in all of the school musicals, but the choir was more my thing. It was a better department.
High School Musical has gotten so big, there is even going to be a Broadway show. How do you feel about that?
It's pretty crazy and weird. My drama teacher called my mom and told her that my high school is going to put on High School Musical this year, and when I talked to the directors at the two community theaters I went to, they were both doing it too.
What was a typical day like when you were working on High School Musical?
When we started, we were in rehearsal, so I would roll out of bed, stretch, and play with our director Kenny Ortega and the choreographers and just have fun all day working really hard. It was hot, we were in a school, in a gym, dancing all day long, but at the same time getting to know everybody, which was really nice. Once we started filming, I'd wake up and the driver would take me to the set and we would shoot. There was a lot of waiting around, and we got to learn more about each other and have fun. And afterwards, I would go back to the hotel and soak my whole body in the bath because I was so sore, and then just chill for the rest of the night.
What's a typical day like when you're not working?
It's very weird because my life is either extremely busy or really not. So on the days when I don't have anything, I wake up late, check my email, and listen to music all day long. If I'm not listening to music, I'm playing it, or maybe drawing or painting, stuff like that. Mainly hanging out at my apartment.
Does your family support your acting?
Yes, extremely. My mom is an entertainer at heart, even though she didn't go into it professionally. She's always been that kind of person. I've been very fortunate to have a whole city supporting me. Everybody was always there wanting to help. I actually had a benefit show for myself before moving out to Los Angeles. Everybody showed up and it was great.
What advice would you give to aspiring actors and actresses?
If you're young, start 5 minutes ago and do as much as you can to get yourself prepared. Take an acting class or a dance class. Get involved and experience life. Travel. Do different things and try different hobbies. As an actor, you'll have so many things as possibilities to do as a job. I'm glad, though, that my first job was at a restaurant, so every time I go to one, I know how to treat the server and respect everyone who works there because I know that what it's like. Things like that are what make you a better person. So I'm glad that I got to work at that kind of job for a long time. It builds character. This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.